You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Here poolside at the Santa Clara Marriott, where the Broncos are staying this week as they practice and play against the 49ers preseason week number two. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me for this road trip edition of Mason's Mailbag. And let's get started with a player who's done really well the last couple of weeks, wide receiver Khalif Raymond. This question from Cody Adams. What are the chances of Khalif Raymond making the team? Well, frankly, the chances are hard to assess right now, and they depend on other factors. They depend in part on how Carlos Henderson recovers from the thumb surgery he had on Sunday. The Broncos are going to wait about another week and a half to see where he is after having surgery to repair the ligament damage that he suffered last week, and then they'll see where he fits in. Whether he could be on the 53-man roster or if it's an extended recovery, injured reserve is a possibility. And if that's the case, that might increase Raymond's chances of making the roster. And also, how Raymond does on returns, how Isaiah McKenzie does on punt returns, that's going to be a factor. There's a lot of moving parts involved. How Cody Latimer does, of course, he's battled a hamstring injury this week. He may or may not play Saturday night, but, you know, he has a special teams role. Benny Fowler has a special teams role. Jordan Taylor, he's battling for a position as well. He has a special teams role. So it's really tough to gauge where Khalif Raymond stands. That being said, certainly he's turning heads. Made three big plays last week against the Bears on offense, on a kickoff return, on a punt return. Showed particularly great vision on his punt return in the fourth quarter, and that's really nice to see. And sometimes, even though guys are down the depth chart, they just make so many plays to where you have to take notice. And if Khalif Raymond keeps making plays in preseason games, he's going to play his way onto the roster. As we've seen many times over the last few years, if you make plays, you're going to stick, regardless of your draft status, regardless of anything else. If Khalif Raymond keeps making plays, his chances of making the team will only increase. Next question from Chris Mihalik. He says, I'm a little concerned about the lack of production from the tight ends in the first preseason game. Are you? Well, it's only one preseason game. It's a small sample size, so let's not get too concerned just yet. That being said, you do want to see more in the passing game than you saw from the tight ends in that first game. They did contribute some in terms of what they did in pass protection, also in run blocking. Some of the runs, some of the good runs that you saw in the preseason opener were in part set up because of nice work from Jeff Heuerman, Virgil Green, etc. as blockers. So there were positive contributions there from the tight ends, but you want to see them get involved as targets in the passing game. For this offense to work, particularly for some of the short, quick strike targets that you want to see make this offense work on second down and third down, the tight ends have to be involved. So you need to see more from Jeff Heuerman and Virgil Green and A.J. Derby, those top three guys especially in the passing game. I think they'll get more involved against the 49ers and against the Packers in these next two preseason games. So maybe some of your concerns will be allayed. So only one preseason game. I wouldn't get too concerned. I've seen them make plays on the practice field. So, you know, certainly that playmaking ability is there, especially from A.J. Derby. Now, he's been hurt this week. We'll see if he plays on Saturday night. The Broncos may elect to hold him back just to be cautious. But the playmaking ability is there. I think it'll come at some time. But if you see a lack of catches from the tight ends in the next two games, then you get concerned. But one game, don't be concerned just yet. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week before the third preseason game, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMason. If you want daily Ask Mace, go to OrangeAndBlue760. I'm answering questions every day from 3 to 7. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.